President Barack Obama said in his weekly radio address today that he'll be looking for compromise in the coming months to end a two-year fight with Congress over how to reduce the deficit, turning away from the sharp rhetoric he has used in recent weeks to blame Republicans for $85 billion in government spending cuts that took effect on March 1st. Obama this week highlighted how he's working with lawmakers in Congress. But critics on the left see the debate about the budget very differently than what's being presented in the mainstream media. Michael Eisenshur is the national coordinator of U.S. Labor Against War and one of the organizers of the Jobs Not Wars campaign. He says the grounds of the debate are totally off base.
The entire debate is shifted to the right, and the result is that you have a choice between austerity and austerity light. And Obama basically is, in his quest for compromise, is conceding some very basic principles that he said he stood for, like the protection of Social Security and Medicare, the preservation of the social safety net, things like that. There's an alternative, however, and that is the Progressive Caucus in Congress, which is the largest caucus in the Congress, is planning to introduce its own alternative budget. It's a budget that, if implemented, will reduce unemployment to 5% in 3 years. It cuts the Pentagon budget and puts money into job creation.
Eisenshur says the Progressive Caucus budget would also close tax loopholes on corporations and the rich, impose a financial transactions tax, and eliminate subsidies to big oil and agribusiness. He says that, according to the polls, those are the kind of things that most people want. Eisenshur is far from the only commentator on the left to criticize Obama's approach. Jill Stein was the Green Party presidential candidate in 2012, but she says that although the Progressive Caucus's budget may be a better alternative, she doesn't have much confidence in most of the caucus members.
They have generally been heading in the right direction. Unfortunately, when a letter was written from some of the members of the Progressive Caucus objecting to Obama's proposed cut to Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid, the vast majority of the Progressive Caucus would not even sign the letter. So what I would say is, don't hold your breath. Don't wait for the Progressive Caucus. It's time to stand up and fight. And we need to fight, you know, with our voices, with our bodies, and with our votes. You don't have a lot of leverage if you promise that you're going to keep voting for the political forces that are driving you over the cliff. We need to start standing up for the real solutions that we deserve.
Stein says that means we need to elect candidates who are not bought and paid for by corporate America and Wall Street.